quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, before we continue any further, it is of essence that we mention the blessings of sending durood and salawat and salutations upon the noblest of creation, the Habib of Allah and our Habib Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned very beautifully in the blessed hadith Mubarakah that zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayhi. Beautify your gatherings with the recitation of durood and salawat salutations upon me. Fa inna salatakum alayya Nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah. For indeed, your recitation of durood and salawat and salutations upon me will be nur and light for you on the day of qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, this is the blessed month of Ramadan. And we are engaged in the ibadah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but a very different kind of ibadah. And this is in the form of learning ilmi deen. This is in the form of educating ourselves and enhancing ourselves in terms of our Islamic educations and principles and Muslim masails and things that we need to know in order for our journey towards the akhirat to be a successful journey. And we know that many topics have been discussed, and today's topic will be the parents. This is the topic that we will be discussing today. The honoring of parents, respecting of parents, and looking after the parents. Viewers of Madani Channel, this is the common problem in every society. And even within the Muslim society, this is one of the major, major problems that we are facing. That children are no longer showing respect to their parents. Children are no longer worried about honoring their parents. They are no longer worried about ensuring that when they speak to their parents, they speak to them with utmost respect. They are no longer taking into consideration that without the respect of their parents, they will not be Jannat for them. Allahu Akbar. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in a blessed hadith Mubarakah that our parents can be Jannat for us, and they can also be Jahannam for us. It all depends on how we treat our parents, viewers of Madani Channel, especially to the youth of today who are so modernized, and especially to the youth of today who understand this world, Allahu Akbar, without actually having to take into consideration what Allah says, without taking into consideration what our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says. We have in studio His Eminence, once again, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, who will be unpacking this beautiful topic, the respect and honoring of parents, inshallah tabarak, inshallah azza wa jal. And with that, Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, once again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana Sahib, alhamdulillah, once again, we have this topic that I don't know if to say in our society, in our community, when it comes to the way children are speaking to their parents is sharam kibat. I mean, there is no words to explain the extent that the children would go in disrespecting their parents. But if you look at what Allah has said in the whole Quran, when it comes to the respect of parents, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what he has said, when it comes to the honoring and respecting of parents, Allahu Akbar, it is amazing. So it is very, very hard to understand and to comprehend why is the children of today showing so much of disrespect and being so disrespectful to their parents. And today, inshallah, you will be taking us through the importance of obeying parents, through the importance of respecting one's parents based on Quran and based on Hadith and based on the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For indeed, especially the youth, they are eager and waiting and watching Madani Channel and trying to see what does Madani Channel have for them in store as they are, you know, attached to the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami, and especially at this point in time when they are watching Madani Channel from, you know, from many places around the world. Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, can you please enlighten us about the importance of respecting and honoring our parents?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ Jannat lies in the feet of a mother, and father is the middle door of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Unfortunately, people are not looking after this middle door of Jannah. And they are not looking after their mother in whose feet Jannat lies. Paradise is in the feet of our mothers. What you have said is actually a fact of our society, that unfortunately people are lacking this in today's time. Especially, you know, when youngsters, they go to school, they go to universities, they learn something, it makes them arrogant. And they think that our parents, they don't have the knowledge of all these things which we have learned. Then they start insulting them, disrespecting them. And ma'azallah, it is so dangerous that if a person does not show respect to his parents, if a person insults his parents, so is nothing will be accepted in the court of Allah. I was just reading one incident which took place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would like to mention that incident. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person came to the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained. What was the complaint? My father has taken away my wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bring your father here. At that moment, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam arrived and presented before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his father will come, ask him about the words he has uttered in his heart, which even his ears have not heard. When the person brought his father, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked him, what is this that your son complains about? Do you want to take away his wealth? The father replied, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask him, where else do I spend except on his paternal aunt, maternal aunt, or besides myself? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, yes, the truth has been revealed. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the father, what are the words that you have said in your heart? The father replied, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed I had expressed a few couplets in my heart, which even my ears had not heard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mention those couplets to me. At this moment, he recited those verses, those couplets. And what was that? I will just read the translation of those Arabic ash'ar, Arabic couplets. Some time ago, when you were born, my working days started from then. I worked day and night. Whatever I earned for you. When you have become young and mature, you have completely changed. You should have said, thank you, my dad. But as soon as you became young, you became arrogant. Allahu Akbar. After hearing this couplet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed his son's collar and said, Anta wa maluka li abika. You and your wealth both belong to your father. Allahu Akbar. These couplets are very heart-touching. And this is actually the fact which children forget when they become young. They
forget that it's our parents who brought us up. It's our parents who grew us up. They were the one who went through a lot of challenges, lot of difficulties, lot of hurdles. But they made sure that we are not facing any problem. We are not going through any problem. They sacrificed their own rest and peace for the rest and the peace of their children.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And when a child becomes young, what happens that he becomes a cause of his parents, being hurt, his parents being insulted. The person who does not disobey his parents, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him a lofty rank. Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with him, the one with whom his parents are pleased. And disobeying parents, insulting parents is a kabira sin. Kabira sin, major sin.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar. Look at how important it is to show utmost respect to our parents, because Jannat lies under the feet of our parents. Viewers of Madani Channel, let me remind you of a very wonderful, blessed hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he says that if Allah so wish, He can delay the punishment of every sin until Qiyamah. Illa uququl walidain, except the disrespect and disobedience of parents. Because the punishment of disobedience of parents starts from this world and then it continues in the qabr and also in the akhirat. So we might be looking at ourselves being disrespectful to our parents and then thinking to ourselves, our business is running good, we don't have illnesses and sicknesses and diseases. And then this in our minds is as if disrespecting our parents is now being justified because we don't have problems in our lives. Views of Madani Channel, we would then be fighting a losing battle because Allah is never happy with a person who disrespects his parents. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam is never happy and pleased with the person who disrespects his parents. In fact, yet in another blessed hadith mubarakah, I think a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and he wanted to be granted permission for jihad, to go and fight in the battlefield. And this person came asking for permission to go for jihad after having understood the merits, the benefits, and the maqam and status of a person who gives his life in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, especially in the battlefield. When he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked for permission to go into the battlefield, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, go and respect your parents, go and serve your parents, for indeed serving your parents is the best jihad for you. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. I mean, we all know that the person who fights in the battlefield and he gives his life, Blessed Hadith Mubarakah tells us that before the first drop of that person's blood touches the ground, his sins are being forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Right? But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, instead of giving him permission to go into the battlefield, Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, go and respect your parents, go and serve your parents. This is indeed the best jihad for you. Viewers of Madani Channel, we have no choice but to show mercy, to obey our parents, irrespective to what condition they may be in. For as long as they are not telling us to disobey Sharia and to disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are obliged to obey them. We are obliged to show utmost respect to them. Viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to understand the value of having parents, ask that particular person who does not have his parents today. If you want to understand the value of a father, ask a person who lost his father. If you want to understand the value of a mother, ask the person who has lost his mother. Let us not become those people who are blocking their own ways into entering into Jannah because of disrespecting their parents. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala really make us from among those who can show utmost respect to our parents. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us from among those who can show mercy and be obedient to one's parent. This was a very important topic, viewers of Madani Channel, and especially our youth who are watching, be respectful to your parents, because one day you will have children and you will not like it when they show disrespect. One day you will have children and you will not like it when they are disobedient to you, when they ill-treat you. So in order to receive the same courtesy back, you need to start showing the respect to your parents. For indeed, respect to parents is loved by Allah, is loved by our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it saves us from the punishment of Allah. Ameen, ameen, bijay Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Quest of a believer, not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.